Dr. Pinsky dictating amount IME on October 4, regarding Gerold, G-E-R-O-L-D, Freeman, F-R-E-E-M-A-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Freeman, as described in my report of 10-3-18, where this pertained to the subject event of 11-26-17, as well as to another alleged injury on 12-16-17. Mr. Freeman is now 47 years old, and reports he slipped and fell while mopping the slick floor, injuring his back and right arm. He did go to Atlantic Air Regional Medical Center emergency room afterwards, but this and subsequent evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be a herniated disc, quote, black, end quote. He has not undergone any surgery for this. His primary care physician is giving him oxycodone and referred him to pain management. However, this has not yet occurred. Mr. Freeman does disclose that he sprained his back at work on another occasion, which may correlate with the event of 12-16-17. In paragraph, as per the records supplied, scratch that, as per your cover letter, on 12-24-18, he received an award of 35% partial total. Treatment records show he was evaluated by Dr. DeLaSota neurosurgically on 9-8-21. He noted the petitioner's course of treatment to date. He had low back pain in the center of his back, described as constant spasms. He rated his low back pain as 8-9/10. About a month earlier, he went to the emergency room due to the severity of his low back pain. He was given a steroid and muscle relaxer. He denied any new injury or triggering factor. Past medical history was remarkable for hypertension, common morbid obesity, common and surgery for a right foot fracture. He stood 6 feet 2 inches tall and weighed 420 pounds with a BMI of 53.92. Dr. DeLaSota referenced results of an MRI from 5/25/18 and flexion extension x-rays on 5/6/18 to be inserted here. He rendered a diagnostic impression of lumbar radiculopathy for which he recommended repeat diagnostic studies. In paragraph on 9/21/21, he underwent the x-rays that were read as normal with no instability. He later had a lumbar MRI on 10/22/21 that was compared to the study of 5/25/18 and will be inserted here. He was seen on 9/21/21 by Dr. Marzik. He recommended a repeat nerve test. EMG was then done on 9/27/21 to be inserted. Dr. Marzik reviewed these results with him on 10/6/21. At that juncture, the petitioner decided not to proceed with operative intervention at that time. He saw Dr. Marzik once again on 11/3/21. His diagnosis was severe right elbow ulnar neuropathy. They again discussed treatment options, but any anesthetic procedure will be high risk for him. He had some permanent nerve issues and was prescribed a measurable dose pack and continuation of therapy. Period. New paragraph, he saw Dr. De La Soda again on 10/28/21. He appeared to review the latest diagnostic studies. And diagnosed lumbar radiculopathy as well as discogenic disc disease at L5-S1. Appeared his current position was as an insurance agent for Volunteers of America. Appeared his duties did not include heavy lifting. Appeared he was referred for a course of physical therapy. Period. Ongoing monitoring was rendered through 3/28/22. Period. He completed physical therapy, but he had no change in his complaints. Period. Straight leg raise maneuver was negative at 90 degrees bilaterally. Period. The lower back revealed restricted range of motion in all directions. Period. He was encouraged to focus on weight loss and continue to stay active. Period. He was instructed to see a bariatric surgeon using his health insurance to explore weight loss options. Period. He was going to return to the office once weight loss was achieved. Period. At that time, though, he was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He was morbidly obese with a BMI of 54.9. This does not represent a substantive decrease from that cited above. Period. He needed help completing his intake paperwork because of right arm pain that he alleged. Period. He also requested help with his socks and shoes. Period. Extremities upper inspection revealed a subungual hematoma on the left index finger. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Right elbow motion was full in all planes, but supination elicited tenderness without crepitus. Period. Motion of the left elbow, as well as both shoulders, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or knocking. Period. Manual muscle testing was decreased for right hand grip due to his subungual hematoma. Period. Strength was otherwise 5/5. Hands, wrist, elbows. He had a positive tenel sign at the right wrist, but this was negative on the left. Period. Phalanx maneuver were negative bilaterally for carpal tunnel syndrome. Extremity lower inspection revealed onchomycosis of most of his toenails. Period. He had a healed 2-inch right intramedial scar about the ankle. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5- for bilateral quadriceps strength and right hamstring strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Spine cervical inspection revealed excessive adipose tissue with preserved lordotic curve and no surgical scarring. Period. Flexion was full to 50 degrees, but extension was limited to 10 degrees on a volitional basis. Period. Bilateral side bending was to 40 degrees with tenderness on the left. Period. Rotation right was 45 degrees and left 40 degrees without discomfort. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with a slow but physiologic gait. Period. He was able to walk on his heels, but declined attempting to walk on his toes. Period. He changed positions very slowly and was able to squat to only 10 degrees and rise. Period. Inspection revealed excessive adipose tissue and folds with striae. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but adequately flexed only 15 degrees. Period. He declined attempting extension. Period. Bilateral rotation and side bending were full. Period. He was tender at the left upper paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Period. He was tender at the right sacroiliac joint, but not the left. Period. And then normal through supine straight leg raise maneuvers and exclude those, but insert supine straight leg raise maneuvers were declined due to his inability to maneuver onto the table. Page did have positive axial loading and trunk torsion maneuvers for symptom magnification. Period impressions. Gerald Freeman reportedly was injured at work on 11/26/17 and 12/16/17 as marked in my prior reports. Period since evaluated here, he received... Scratch that. He received an award on 12/24/18 in the amount of 35% partial total. Period. He claimed increase in his overall permanent disability relative to the original accident that occurred on 11/26/17. Period. He did have a need for treatment evaluation by Dr. Della Soda on 9/8/21. Period. He recommended repeat diagnostic studies to compare to the ones previously performed. Period. The petitioner underwent x-rays and a lumbar MRI to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, he was also seen by Dr. Marzik, who recommended electrodiagnostic testing. Period. This was done on 9/27/21 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Della Soda and participated at least briefly in physical therapy. Period. Mr. Freeman's markedly obese body habitus precluded him undergoing surgery in a safe fashion. Period. Accordingly, Dr. Della Soda recommended he see a bariatric surgeon and return once he had weight loss. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found Mr. Freeman was morbidly obese. Period. He had limited mobility and needed help putting on his socks and shoes. Period. He had variable mobility about the cervical and lumbar spines. Period. There were positive axial loading and turn torsion maneuvers for symptom magnification. Period. He had healed surgical scarring about the right foot. Period. There was full range of motion of the upper extremities. Period. The only weakness detected was in right hand grasp due to his subungual hematoma of the index finger. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to the permanency and causation remain the same and will be inserted here.